welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Suguru. Today's episode is on how I have an unbreakable self-concept. Welcome back, girls. I hope you're all good. I wanted to do a podcast inspired by a weekend chat that I had with one of my girlfriends. And it really got me thinking, I'll give you some context, but I was quite taken back by like just how much significance can be given to one comment, one situation, and then to have anything kind of similar happen, or the fear of making sure it never happens again based on feelings, can genuinely hold you back from like all of the most important greatest gifts life has to offer. So basically, my girlfriend, absolutely stunning, just such a nice person inside and out, like she was telling me about how she tends to like self-sabotage herself because this one guy was that she didn't even really know got on a phone call to her one day and was like, he said he made something like a comment about her appearance. It wasn't like a bad thing, but it wasn't a good thing. It was a confusing comment. And it made her spiral. And she basically ended up coming to the conclusion that it was like that she had to, that people weren't certain of her, basically, was what I kind of understood. But I can't really see inside someone's mind. But the comment was that, basically, he said that like she looked different in certain situations and that her age kind of looked different. So sometimes she looked younger and sometimes she looked like 5 years older. And this really got to her. And I just like, obviously I shouldn't laugh, but I was like, why does that even bother you? Like, it's not like he was saying that you are like over, like 20 years older or something. Like why does it matter? And then I was like, oh, like who is the dude? Like, and she was like, oh, like I've never even met him, like whatever. And I just thought, like, in all fairness, like this is where understanding yourself and how you see yourself really comes into play with how other people project, like how they see themselves onto you. So many times, like in life, you think that somebody's opinion of you is like not their opinion of like how they would judge themselves or how they would see themselves. So when you have like a hypercritical person, the truth is like they're hypercritical of themselves. If you have a very strict person, they're very strict on themselves. It's literally like how it is. And so like when somebody gives you like a compliment of like where they can't be just like they can't give you straight answers and stuff, they're very obviously like that just showcases that they are probably uncertain of themselves a lot of the time. Like they don't have one clear like concept. They probably are somebody that would be like, oh yeah, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but that's not actually normal. And it's like normalized so much that people end up adapting and acquiring this kind of like uncertainty about themselves. And it's like, it's not you and how you would be, because like if you actually went and talked to like even a child, for example, and you just listen to how they think of themselves, like if you say, oh, you're beautiful to a little girl and she's like 8, 9, 10, she'll be like, yep, I know. And there will be no like, she won't think about it again, she won't question it, she won't doubt it, she'll just agree with you. It's basically things that happen in our lifetime that change our self-concept. And this is why when you interact with people and stuff, you do have to be quite careful if you're somebody that is sensitive to information, because it could be like one person, one action, one behavior, one comment that can be given to you that changes how you then project, like how you affect other people and yourself and every connection that you come into play with. And the reality of life is that people want to just be accepted. Like they don't want to be double checking and being like insecure and questioning themselves. Like that's kind of like a form of torture. But the reality is that, like, if you give meaning to other people's projections and you take them personally, you're only affecting yourself from something that's not even true. And it's really funny because a lot of people may have the same opinion as another person, but it doesn't mean it's true. And when you actually come to understand that your belief system is based on, like, what you know of and what you actually want to believe, and when you value that belief system, your core values, the pathway to your birthright, which is happiness, which is security, which is safety, which is happiness, which is peace, then everything else is and should be not affecting you. But it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of, like, diving in and coming to conclusions and self-work to come to a state of mind and a state of inner peace that, like, you actually fully understand yourself, and you know what you deserve, and you know what you're about, and you know what your capabilities are because you've tested yourself. It isn't an overnight process to get to that level of certainty, because life is very confusing. And so every time your clarity becomes fogged or confusing, or other people get in your head or something, you have to be strong enough and, I guess, like, detached enough to accept what they're saying, understand what they're saying, not invalidate what they're saying, but also not carry what they're saying. And this is really important, because if you don't do that, you're going to block off all the love, all the happiness, all the joy, all the abundance in the world. The world is honestly so abundant. Like, everything you want is already out there. All the love, all the happiness, all the good friends, all the support, all the certainty. It's up to you, though, on what you really want to, like, focus on. There's equally all evil in the world. There's equally bad people. There's equally war. But it really is, like, if you have the opportunity to choose, then why would you put yourself in a position where you're choosing to, like, pay most attention to the things and let your life path be dictated off, like, the things that you actually wish you'd never heard or you never seen? Because the reality is, like, everyone faces failure. Everyone faces rejection. It really is a matter of, like, I think it's, like, it's really just, like, how much of it is actually what the result is, and how did that result come about? It usually does come back to, like, you either getting to improve and learn and actually looking at past mistakes and maybe getting up and trying again. Or sometimes, like, results are the way they are because something was rigged, or something, or someone was having a bad day, or, like, a person was already traumatized and they projected something onto you. This is not your problem to carry. You really have to decipher, like, whether it's, like, something that you can improve on and learn from, and it was 100%, and it's 100% something you want to change and grow from, or it's literally just a projection, and, like, there is nothing at all about you and your current situation. Maybe something was just rigged. Maybe something was already pre-done. Maybe someone else had found a way to just win, you know, and it wasn't an honest and integrated way. And sometimes it's better, and sometimes God does protect you by allowing you to feel certain ways and experience certain things, so that you will move and change in a direction that is more aligned to, like, your soul and to being actually happy and being fulfilled. Because at the end of the day, there is no price that you can really pay to have that internal level of peace and just comfortability in, like, who you are and what you do and what you're about, and just certainty. Because, like, appearances are just one side of everyone, and so are material objects. All of this stuff really is not who people are. The work is not what they do or anything. The soul essence is actually where you form the most valuable connections. If you haven't found your own core essence and you truly don't understand where you're situated, who you are and what you do, you're going to find it very hard to dictate, like to find people that are truly aligned with, like, where you believe you are happiest and most comfortable, and just, you feel great, you feel elevated. But if you're just constantly back and forth and you cannot take your mind off things that are causing you pain, then there is a that is basically a sign that there is some work that you need to like go into, and it may just be some shadow work. Maybe there are things that you haven't really confronted or you've ignored, and you don't know how to face them and then come to a conclusion to improve or to accept. And once you get to those stages, it's very difficult to like sort of get under your skin in the ways that my friend was experiencing, because it was just such a blockage for her. Because I was like, you realize that because you think that somebody else is going to be thinking these things, and if they do, like, so you were actually shying away from like things just to avoid that experience. Like, I, for example, like I fail all the time sometimes. No, but I feel like I failed a lot, like, but it also wasn't like for me failing. I was just like, okay, I'm not ready for this yet. There's still some things that other people are doing better than me. It doesn't mean that like I can't become better. Like, it's like, okay, I'm still on the journey to improvement. I need to focus on this, 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 and this. I'll go back, I'll work on it, and then I'll come back, and I'll come back, and I'll come back, and I'll just keep working. And you don't want to be getting everything straight away, but you also don't want to be like failing and then letting that be the end of you trying. I feel like it's just so it's so like boring to think that like you think how you are today is like the best version of yourself. Like, you just got to be quite honest. Like, you are a clown if you think that somebody's like disrespect or something that's happened or been said or whatever in the past is the end, the be all and end all. Yes, sure it is. If you don't want to work on yourself and you want to stay exactly as you are, then maybe that is true. Maybe that's how it's always going to be. But if you're like, oh, you know what? Maybe I can actually use this as an improvement thing. Don't do it out of being like bitter and scarred, but think about it from like a stance of where maybe it's just a little message for me, and maybe I'd feel happier in myself if I actually did this, 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 and this, and I could gain some confidence and some clarity in myself and actually own the process of where I want to go and where I want to be and who I want to be. I think that's just so much more important, because your self-concept is pretty much everything. It's going to dictate like how everything goes in your life. Like, if you are so worried all the time about how other people perceive you based on, you have no idea like how other people perceive themselves regardless of their appearance. Like, little things will show people's standards, and sometimes they're not as high as what you think. Yours might be a lot higher, actually. And money has nothing to do with it's one factor, but having material objects and money, even fame sometimes, like, has nothing to do with how someone actually feels about themselves inside, because it's their behavior towards other people that, and their comments and their self-awareness, that actually dictate who and how comfortable and happy they are. This is very different as well to people pleasing. That's also on the other spectrum. Like, if you're too nice or too aggressive, whatever the word for unnice is, I don't even know anything. I don't even think about that side of life. But, you know, if you're really not nice, those are two like extremes that are neither of them are good. So if you're like overly unable to like think for yourself, and you always like need other people's advice and opinions, then that's not very good. But also on the other side of that, if you're like somebody that is so arrogant that like nobody else's opinion matters, and you're just completely like self-absorbed, that's also really bad. It's both of those are signaling that you're not one with the universe and you're working against it. It doesn't show abundance. It shows that you are lacking something, and you need to figure out what that is, because anything you're lacking can be filled properly with the right thing. And at the end of the day, like, we all have to coexist. So we do have to get along. We do have to value each other. We do have a form of understanding to elevate ourselves and each other and give back. And I'm so sorry. And just be, I guess, like, as good as we can. But at the same time, you do have to take accountability for like the things that you allow block your happiness and the things, your self-concept. And you have to be stronger than, I guess, like, the external forces that are going to come for you, because it doesn't matter like what or you do or how good you become or how beautiful you are or how smart or rich or successful, there is going to be a large sum of people that think differently. And these types of people are going to come from all walks of life. There's no set thing. So you just have to look at people as people. You can't value someone's opinion more because they've got more or they're doing something versus somebody that you devalue. This is showing you that you only, that your concept of self has things added to it. And so when it matters on where an opinion or thought or as a rejection or a failure comes from, it means that you've attached more meaning to that because of certain things associated with that. But that is all perception. If this is too advanced, then let me know. But that's all just perception. Things have to always be even when it comes to opinions. So the opinion of somebody that's, let's just say, I'll give a really extreme case example, homeless, on meth. If they turned to me and said, hey, you're ugly, or you look this way, I would just accept what they said as what they said. The same would go for if that exact statement came from somebody with lots of fame, lots of money, lots of power, whatever. Because the statement is the same. You should never change the meaning of the statement based on where it's come from. You need to think about the statement for what it is and decide for yourself based on your self-concept on whether you're going to let that be affecting your life or not. The statement, the cause, the situation, there's all these other things in life that you failed at. There's all these other things in life that you didn't even probably realize or notice that went wrong, but you just didn't care about them as much as what you're putting a meaning to things that you do care about or that you would probably prefer if they valued you, I would say, or they thought highly of you, or they thought better of you, they made you, they seen you in a better light. But you need to change all of that, and you need to just put the world outside of you into a oneness. And trust me, once you get to that stage, it's like being enlightened almost. You accept everyone as the same. So nobody's opinion is more valid than another's, which is actually what God wants. That's the way that he wants us to perceive each other. You don't have any judgment on yourself or others. You understand that like there's different perceptions and perspectives, and whatever happens is just a single moment or a single statement. It really has no personal value. It should not change or dictate how you think or how you go about the future. The future is starting over and over and over again, like every single second of your life. If people are unaware, then for them maybe it doesn't start over every second of their life. But for me, I always expect miracles to come because they keep coming to me. So I just know that there's more to come. I always get breakthroughs. Like, these are not just affirmations, but like a single moment in time just never has and never will dictate my future, because my self-concept is that I do know that I am in a worthy state, and I know that I deserve. I know that my whole entire history has led me to welcome and receive good things and good experiences. But on the other hand, if I don't, it doesn't mean more aren't coming. And if I do have setbacks and things that aren't in favor of, like, I guess, like my happiness occur, I know that it's just God giving me a avenue to appreciate things when they are good, just a little bit more. So my enjoyment levels go up, my appreciation levels go up. There's always a silver lining to everything. So it's really how you see life that really dictates like how it goes and what you attract, because there are like many different scientific studies that showcase like that what you focus on grows. And if you're focused on all of the problems and all of the things and fear, you're going to always block out love and connection, because although you may have things that work for you, the true essence of like actually feeling safe within any kind of thing comes from you and comes from like the meaning that you've given to past and future situations. And so if you've ever experienced something that you know was there to make you feel challenged and maybe to make you feel good or made you confused, this is your main test for growth. This is your main challenge to really understand like where and how strong your core values and self-concept can be. And you really need to hone in on that and use this as a stepping stone to become even better and more enlightened and more happy, because that's what every single person on this planet is here to do. Everyone's little messengers, and they give you little tasks to take and to navigate into growth or to navigate down. And if your mission in life is to go, I want to continue elevating, then you have to take the actions that are going to elevate you and take the appropriate thoughts and do the appropriate work that's going to elevate you. So yeah, if anyone or anything has ever made you feel low, I hope this has changed it for you. Bye.